It's 8 o'clock. WCBS AM and FM, New York.
And now, Meet Millie, created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter, brought to you by Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size. Buy them either way you like them, premium quality and much milder Chesterfields. And by Beeman's Pepsin, tastes so good and aids digestion, too. And Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. Yes, it's time to say hello to Mama, played by B. Benaderet, and Alfred, played by Marvin Kaplan. As once again transcribed, we meet Millie. On six mornings of every week, an alarm clock goes off in the Bronson apartment at 7:30 a.m. and gets Mama Bronson out of bed to stagger around the kitchen half asleep, getting breakfast for Millie. On Sunday, however, things are different. Mama makes up for her weekday routine by staying in bed until she feels like getting up. This Sunday, however, as we visit our friends, the situation is unusual. It's only 9 o'clock, and Millie is trying to wake Mama.
Come on, Mama. Wake up.
Huh?
Come on.
Right. Who are you?
I'm your daughter, Millie, and you're Bertha Bronson, and it's 9 o'clock. And Johnny's coming at 10 to take us on a picnic, so come on already.
Okay, honey, I'm up.
Please, Mama, get out of bed.
I just woke up and you want me to jump right out of bed? You want me to shock my whole nervous system? You crazy or something? Oh, Mama. I'm no kid, you know. At my age, when your head wakes up in the morning, it takes a few minutes for your feet to get the message.
Now, quit stalling. You promised to pack the basket and you won't have time.
Don't be silly. I'll get right up. I'll just lay here a few seconds and I'll jump out of bed and I'll have that basket packed so fast it'll make your head swim. So I can pack a basket quicker than anything.
Mama.
Huh?
Mama, come on now.
What? Who are you?
Listen, Mama, when Johnny finally gets that father of his alone in the car in the sunny, I want to be ready when he gets here.
Okay, stop nagging me. I'll force my tired old body to get up.
That's the girl.
Hmm.
It's a nice, crisp day.
Yeah?
Pull up the shades, let's see.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful in the country.
You know, I think you're nuts. Here, Johnny gets the car, and you get a chance to be alone with him, and you invite that crazy Alfred and your broken-down old mother to go. What'd you need Alfred for?
I don't know. He loves the country so much.
He sure does. He's such a...
Well, that must be Alfred now.
Uh-huh. Speak of the devil. Come in.
Good morning, Millie, Mrs. Branson.
Good morning, Alfred. Say, look at that outfit. You're really dressed for a day in the country.
Yeah, corduroy pants, a windbreaker, a muffler around the neck, and a wool hat worn over one ear.
He looks like a regular lumberjack.
Yeah, a real outdoor man.
I'll cut it out.
What a boy. And you're real excited about going to the country, huh, Alfred?
Oh, yes, I love Mother Nature.
That's nice. Some people in your position would be resentful.
You hate me.
Don't be silly, Alfred. Can't you take a joke?
Sure, you know I'm only kidding.
I don't mind. I'm so happy at the prospect of a day in the country. A chance to listen to the voices of the growing things as they tell me all their little secrets.
Alfred, are you sure that wool cap isn't cutting off your circulation?
Now, Mama, you cut that out. Go get dressed.
I'm afraid to turn my back on him.
Johnny will be here soon with the car. Alfred, go help yourself to coffee in the kitchen.
Okay.
I'll go slip into something.
Honey, what should I wear? Well, I'm wearing slacks. Why don't you? For a reason that's so obvious, I'd rather not think about it. Oh, don't be silly. You might as well be comfortable. Could that be Johnny already? It's only 9:50. I don't know. Come in. Johnny, what are you doing here so early? I'll bet I know. Your father wouldn't lend you the car.
Give that lady $2 silver dollars.
You mean that old crab changed his mind?
Mrs. Bronson.
Mama, I'm sorry. I apologize, Johnny.
Your apology is accepted. And that's exactly what the old crab did.
But why?
He suddenly decided that he and I have to put in a day at the office taking inventory. He's downstairs in the car now waiting for me.
Yeah? Listen, you got the top down? I could open the window and drop a pot of geranium.
Mama. I lost my head.
Well, I can't say that I blame you. I'm very angry with him. We thought he'd mellow a little since tomorrow's his birthday, but it hasn't made any difference.
Tomorrow's his birthday?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
No, and I forgive you.
Well, Mother tried to talk to him about it this morning, and he shouted at her till he was blue in the face.
No.
Yes. She packed a bag and said she was moving in with her sister till he learns to control his temper.
Oh, my goodness, really? She left the house?
I wonder what makes a man's disposition get that way.
I wish I knew.
Johnny, tell me, is he nasty when he's walking around in a robe or only when he's dressed to go out?
Even in a robe, why?
I thought maybe his corset might be too tight. Oh, Mama. Well, you'd be surprised what that irritation could do to your disposition. My cousin Jenny's marriage was ruined by a two-way stretch that kept riding up.
That has nothing to do with the case at hand. The more important thing is your father. Maybe you ought to see a psychiatrist.
Well, that might be a good idea. Maybe we could get it.
Come in.
Well, son, just how long did you plan to keep me waiting?
Hello, Mr. Boone.
I was just coming down there.
Yeah, he was just leaving.
Whenever there's work to be done, he automatically goes into slow motion.
Let's not discuss this now, Dad, if you don't mind.
Let the business go to pot. And he wonders why I don't give him a full partnership.
I'll wait for you in the car, Dad. I'll call you later, Millie, and please accept my apologies.
Forget it, Johnny.
Some fathers have sons who help them. I have nothing. I'm all alone.
Ah, it's Mr. Boone Sr. How are you?
Well, look who's here. The human race's answer to Donald Duck.
You hate me.
Mr. Boone, you better leave. You'll be late for work.
Don't tell me what to do. Everybody tries to tell me what to do.
Goodbye, Mr. Boone. See you tomorrow.
And be on time for a change.
Gee, I'm going to miss him.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing, Alfred. That's just what happens when a normally rotten disposition goes bad.
No wonder his wife left him.
If something isn't done about that temper of his soon, everybody's going to leave him.
Nose, throat, and accessory organs not adversely affected by smoking Chesterfields. First such report published about any cigarette.
A responsible consulting organization reports a study by a competent medical specialist and staff on the effects of smoking Chesterfields. For 6 months, a group of men and women smoked only Chesterfield, 10 to 40 a day, their normal amount. 45% of the group have smoked Chesterfields from 1 to 30 years, for an average of 10 years each. At the beginning and end of the 6 months, each smoker was given a thorough examination, including x-rays, and covering the sinuses, nose, ears, and throat. After these examinations, the medical specialist stated,
"It is my opinion that the ears, nose, throat, and accessory organs of all participating subjects examined by me were not adversely affected in the 6 months period by smoking the cigarettes provided.
Remember this report and buy Chesterfields, regular or king size. Premium quality Chesterfield. Much milder."
Good morning, J.R. Boone and Son. Oh, yes, Mr. Whittington. Cancel your order? But what? Mr. Boone said what? Hello? Mr. Whittington? Hello? Hello? Oh, darn it, he hung up.
Who did?
Mr. Whittington. He canceled his November order. Your father lost his temper with him because his check was 2 days late.
That's the third customer we've lost today.
Something's got to be done, Johnny.
I know. Poor Dad. If I could only figure out...
Good morning, everybody.
Mama, what are you doing downtown?
I came to see if Mr. Boone Sr. was feeling better on his birthday.
He's worse than ever.
Oh, poor man. I was thinking about him all night. I couldn't sleep.
Maybe it's just a stage he's going through.
Sometimes at his age, a man takes stock of himself and he finds he's run out of a lot of items.
But why shouldn't Mr. Boone be happy?
I think the man is lonely.
Lonely?
That's right. Let me ask you something. You spend much time with him outside the office?
Well, no, I don't.
And your mother's always been busy with her social work and her clubs.
Exactly.
I wonder.
I'm telling you, nobody's close to him. Nobody takes a real interest in him.
Oh, he doesn't want anybody to.
That's right.
Ah, just a pose. I say if somebody was to be nice to him, it might make a lot of difference.
Maybe he got something there, Mama.
Sure. Where is he now?
In his office. Why?
I think I'll go in and try mothering him a little and see what happens. Be careful, Mama.
Good luck.
He'll leave it to Mama.
Come in. Yes?
Peek-a-boo, I see you.
I beg your pardon?
I just came in to wish you happy birthday and see how you are. I was worried about you yesterday. You looked as though you might be catching something.
I did catch something. You. Now, what do I have to take to get rid of you?
That's a good one. I certainly do love your sense of humor. Yes, sir. You sure do get off some good ones.
Come on, Mrs. Bronson. What is it you want? You must want something. Did you come to borrow money? Come on, out with it.
My goodness. A person tries to be nice to you and you snap her head off.
I did not snap your head off. If you don't believe me, go look in the mirror. You see that your head is still there, including your mouth, which hasn't stopped going since you came in.
I bet I know what's bothering you. Your wife left you.
Don't make me laugh. The only thing that bothers me is the thought she might come back.
Yeah? Well, listen, while she's away, how would you like to come up to our place for dinner? I'll make whatever you would like.
What is this sudden rush of affection? You've never particularly liked me, Mrs. Bronson.
Well, what a thing to say. I've always liked you, Mr. Boone. How could anyone help but like a great big... lovable thing like you.
That's true, very true. Still, I don't see... Wait a minute. I've got it.
Oh, quick, while you got it, what is it?
Yeah. I can put two and two together. Now that my wife's left me, you think it's open season on me.
That's not true.
Of course, I should have known.
Now, just a second.
It's inevitable. When a desirable commodity gets thrown onto the open market, the bids start coming in.
Listen, you big commodity, you. I wouldn't want you if you had a pot full of diamonds, and you've got the biggest pot I ever saw.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Well, how's everything going?
You're a pig-headed old goat.
And you're a hypocritical old gold digger.
Ooh, there you go, you stubborn, mean-tempered old mule.
Mama.
It's no use, honey. You can see for yourself I'm being nice to him, but it isn't working.
Oh, God.
If you two will please get out of my office, I'd like to continue with my work.
Come on, Mama.
I'm coming. There's no right to try to be nice to a man like that.
Well, how did it work? Did you soften him up, Mrs. Bronson?
He's soft, all right, like an overripe tomato.
Didn't work, huh?
No, but I still think Mama's idea was right. Being nice to him's the answer, and I... Hey, I just got a wonderful idea. If it has anything to do with poison, I'm all for it. Oh, stop that, Mama.
What's the idea, Millie?
Let's give him a surprise birthday party.
Say, that's a swell idea. It might be just what the doctor ordered.
What do you say, Mama? Come on now. Yes, it's a good idea. I'm sorry I let him make me lose my temper. That's okay. I'll tell you what, we'll work fast. Mama, you go buy some gifts, and meanwhile, Johnny and I will decorate his office with some signs and stuff, and we'll have the party in there. Okay.
That sounds fun.
I just love to give surprise parties, especially when the person is really surprised. I can't wait to see the look on Mr. Boone's face.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside too.
Chiclets, chiclets.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclets, chiclets.
Count the difference, count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclets, chiclets, chiclets.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Mmm, pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclets, Chiclets, Chiclets.
I love these gifts you bought for Mr. Boone, Mama.
Yes, good. Hey, you did a wonderful job of decorating the office.
Johnny did most of it. Mama, help me tie this streamer.
Yes.
Look who I found walking along the street.
Hello, Mrs. Bronson. Millie.
Mrs. Boone.
Oh, this is wonderful. You're going to stay for the surprise party?
Yes. My eloquent son prevailed upon me to be generous.
Now, that is fine. You know, I know Mr. Boone feels terrible about you going to live with your sister, even though he doesn't admit it.
Well, Mrs. Bronson, he's a very difficult man to live with. That ungovernable temper of his makes it impossible for us to keep a cook.
He's a problem, all right, with that temper.
Oh, yes, and it's getting worse lately.
I know. What do you think's causing it, Mrs. Boone?
I just don't know. Of course, he's not getting any younger. And then, let's face it, he's only a man.
That's right.
Now, just a second here. I can't let you run down my sex that way.
Oh, I forgot one of them was in the room.
There may be a few exceptions, but the average man is a mature, sensible, level-headed individual.
Hello, everybody. Alfred Prinsmet will greet you all.
Point killer.
You better put up the signs, Johnny.
Alfred, have you met Mrs. Boone?
No, I don't believe we've met. How do you do, Alfred?
I'm very happy to know you.
I've heard a lot about you from Mr. Boone.
That's nice. I irritate Mr. Boone, but I like him.
You said you had a surprise for him, Alfred. What is it?
I wrote him a poem.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, he'll love that. It's something he'll enjoy but wouldn't think of buying for himself.
The signs are up. Let's call him in.
Okay. You all get behind those filing cabinets. Mother, you get in the closet. Mm-hmm. We'll save you as the pièce de résistance.
He talks that way to his mother? It must be all right. She's smiling.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah. Oh, Alfred, stoop down. Your hair is sticking up over the top.
Go ahead, John.
I'm so nervous. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Okay, stand by, everybody. Dad? Oh, Dad.
What do you want?
Would you step into my office for a moment? It's important.
What is it now?
Must you bother me all day long with your stupid little problems? Can't you learn to stand on your own 2 feet? And why isn't Miss Bronson at her desk? What does she think she's being paid for, anyway?
Come in, Dad.
Look at the condition of this office. What's that junk hanging from the ceiling?
Okay, surprise!
Surprise! Surprise!
Happy birthday, Mr. Boone!
Hooray for Mr. Boone!
Happy birthday, Dad.
But he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh, stop this nonsense. Stop it, do you hear? This is a business office. Stop it, I say. Stop it, I say.
Happy birthday, Mr. Boone.
Oh, you're all so nice to me. I feel just terrible.
Look, Mama, he's really affected.
So am I.
Sit down, Dad. That's it.
Oh, after all the nasty things I've done, I don't deserve it. I just don't deserve it.
No, you don't. But don't let that stop you from enjoying it.
Son, I'm sorry for the things I've said.
It's okay, Dad.
Millie, can you forgive your grouchy old boss?
Sure, you're the nicest old grouch I ever worked for.
Happy birthday, Mr. Boone.
You too, Alfred? After the awful way I've treated you?
Oh, don't be silly. Compared to my father, you're nice to me.
Oh, no. I've said such terrible things about you. Only yesterday, I said it was hard to tell whether you're a stupid human or an intelligent ape.
That's all right. If it'll make it any easier for you, an ape has longer arms.
Alfred, you're such a sweet boy. How could I have been so mean to you?
You're forgiven, Mr. Boone.
Are you sure you don't feel an urge to get even with me?
Not the slightest. I always say that Mr. Boone Sr. is one of my favorite people.
Wonderful.
Now I'm going to read the poem I wrote for you.
Change your mind, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Skip it, Alfred.
Let's hear the poem.
And stand over there, Alfred, and read it in a nice, clear voice.
Ode to a fiery old stag.
Now, wait a second.
Sit down, Mr. Boone. Take a load off your hooves. Go ahead, Alfred.
I salute you, oh proud warrior. You of the flashing eye and the booming voice. Leader of two big corporations. One under your control and one under your belt out of control. You get it? One corporation's out of control.
We get it, Alfred. We get it. Go on.
Cute, isn't it?
Oh, no!
Alfred, read.
Leader of men, shaper of industry, respected by many, maker of money, saver of cash, pincher of penny. Soldier of free enterprise in war against inflation, you are the backbone of the nation. You get it? Backbone?
Alfred. Alfred, read.
With the hope the taxes get teenier and teenier, I say goodbye to J.R. Boone Sr. The end.
Alfred, it's beautiful. Yeah, very clever, Alfred.
It's a masterpiece.
I really enjoyed it, my boy. I think you're a genius.
Aw, cut it out.
Oh, Alfred. You're a panic.
This boy's a tonic, a real tonic.
Yeah, he sure is.
Mrs. Bronson, what about my mother in the closet?
Oh, your mother, yes. Let me hand it. Mr. Boone.
Yeah?
You're happy now. But isn't there something lacking to make your happiness complete? Your wife, for instance.
Please. I'd rather not think about that while I'm having a good time.
Oh, my goodness. She can hear every word he said.
I always say there are two ways to live. You can enjoy yourself or you can be with your wife. Isn't that right, son?
Now, Mr. Boone...
My wife is a fine woman, but terribly dull. In fact, she's just criminally and endlessly dull.
Mr. Boone...
I'll make up with her later today sometime, but right now, if you don't all mind, I want to enjoy myself.
Millie, the doorknob on the clock.
As I was saying...
Hello, dear.
Hello, Martha. When I want to be bored, my wife can fill the bill better than any... Whoa! Martha!
Yes, your dull wife. When you get ready to be bored, you'll find me living with my sister. Permanently this time.
Oh, Martha, I didn't mean it. Martha, listen to
Goodbye,
me.
Goodbye, John.
Martha, wait. Martha! Martha!
Well, why do you say we open the presents now?
Of all the stupid, lame-brained people a man ever surrounded himself with, I have the prize catch right here.
Mr. Poe, listen. We didn't know you were going to say those things about your wife.
What else is there to say about my wife?
Dad, I'm sure she doesn't...
Shut up and be quiet!
Look, Mr. Boone, be philosophical. I'm going to have this call mounted and framed for you.
Shut up, you!
You hate me.
Of all the incompetent, dumb tricks, how could anybody be stupid enough to pull a stunt like that?
You know something, Mama? Why? I like him better this way.
The makers of Ribitol will spend their own money to convince you that high-potency Ribitol may make all the difference in your health and happiness. Yes, today you can start a 7-day test free that may be the turning point in your life. Listen, through Saturday of this week only, you can get high-potency Ribitol absolutely free under the terms of this offer. Ribitol may help you feel stronger, more vital if you've been lacking certain B vitamins. Now, here's the offer. Go to your druggist today, buy the 100 Ribitol size. He'll give you the $1.98 size free of extra charge. Unless you're positively thrilled with the lift you feel in 7 days, return the unopened 100 size Ribitol to your druggist for a full refund. Remember, high-potency Ribitol provides 22 amazing elements, including precious B-complex vitamins in high-potency amounts. So hurry. Before midnight Saturday, tell your druggist you want genuine high-potency Ribitol that's yours free in this sensational offer.
Remember to turn the refrigerator to defrost, Mama.
I did it. Come to bed already. Okay. See, I'm glad Mr. and Mrs. Boone finally got together, aren't you?
Yeah. They'll still have trouble, don't worry. That man isn't going to lose that nasty temper of his overnight.
Yeah, I guess so. But they love each other.
You can't expect a marriage to be perfectly smooth.
No? Why not?
Well, you see, honey, there are two kinds of husbands. There's the kind that's selfish and stubborn. And then there's... I have to think of it. There's only one kind.
Good night. Good night, Mama. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Join us again next week for Meet Millie, brought to you by Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size. King size Chesterfields contain tobaccos of better quality and higher price than any other king size cigarette. And by Beeman's Pepsin, tastes so good and aids digestion too. And Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. Heard on tonight's transcribed show were Rye Billsbury as Mr. Boone Jr., Earl Ross as Mr. Boone Sr., and Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Boone. Music was composed and conducted by Tully Mahler. Meet Millie, starring Audrey Totter, was directed by Bill Manhoff, produced by Frank Galen, and written by Bill Manhoff and Joel Kane. Tune in again for another comedy episode of Meet Millie next week at this same time. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
And remember, listen while you work. Enjoy Wendy Warren every Monday through Friday in the daytime on the CBS Radio Network.
Now stay tuned for Let's Look at the Record.